League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Justin Bieber. We're all believers now, are we not? There was a time we didn't believe, but now we all believe. Justin Bieber's been very candid about his drug use and addiction in the past, as have I. Never done any drugs, which is almost as harrowing, isn't it? To never have done any drugs. Justin Bieber started on marijuana at 13 years old. He then moved on to a lean. I've never heard of lean. As I say, I've never done drugs, which is a mixture of codeine syrup, codeine cough syrup, soda, and hard candy. I mean, I have to say, that does sound delicious, doesn't it? I can't believe 13 years old. My son has just turned 13. So imagine him, you know. My kids are 13 and 10. Will and Grace are their names. True. Why have kids if you can't get material out of their names? That's a little tip there. Can't believe it's 10 years ago that me and my son did a film called I Am Orig. You can get that on YouTube. And I remember at the time everyone was saying to me, oh, your son is so cute, Nathan. So cute. And a good few people said, oh, he's so cute, Nathan. He's definitely gay. He's three. Stop trying to out my son. It's ridiculous. I think if your favourite programme is Peppa Pig, it's not time to judge anyone. Of course, if you're an adult and your favourite programme is Peppa Pig, and then you're a psychopath, aren't they? You should see, is it Dr. Brown Bear? Hello, Dr. Brown Bear. Hello, I'm Dr. Brown Bear. I think you're a psychopath. Talking about mental health issues. Codeine, cough syrup, soda, and hard candy. I mean, just two words for that. Yum, yum. So yeah, Justin Bieber was going on in this documentary about doing this lean thing. He said Scooby Snacks, which I later find out is MDMA. I've never done drugs. And psychedelic mushrooms. But we see the other side of Justin now. Don't we, though? We're all believers now. Fame was thrust upon him as a teenager. Millions of dollars. Mental health issues. Yeah. And as he says, we're all imperfect. His mistakes don't make him a sinner. What if I trip? What if I fall? Am I the monster? Just let me know. To understand someone truly, have to walk a mile in their shoes. Or in Justin's case, perhaps smoke a while from their crack pipe. I find it difficult to understand people on drugs because I have never done them. And people say to me all the time, oh, you've never done drugs, Nathan, eh? Oh, you haven't lived. Oh, you haven't lived, Nathan, eh? What, you not even had sex on weed? You actually haven't had sex then, Nathan. You're actually a virgin, Nathan. Really? How do you explain Will and Grace? Well, it's like a gay guy and a straight girl. Yeah, I'm talking about my kids. Yeah, so am I, Nathan. Fuck off. He's not gay, necessarily. He's only 13. You can't judge him. His favourite programme is Peppa Pig, as is mine. Never done drugs. Scooby Snacks is MDMA. I didn't know this. It's interesting, isn't it? The Scooby-Doo. Still very present in modern culture. It's my favourite cartoon growing up. If I believe in two things, it is Justin Bieber, I'm a believer, and Scooby-Doo. I believe, and I Scooby-Doo. Do you Scooby-Doo? I Scooby-Doo. I believe. If If you don't know the cartoon, well, the fans will tell you there was a massive amount of drug use going on in Scooby-Doo. Firstly, they were teenagers. Fred was a teenager. He looked about 53. That is hard drugs right there. Shaggy, obviously addicted to cannabis. And that's all before you get a talking Great Dane. It's still a great cartoon. It still holds up. And also, it's one to fight the conspiracy theories now. Show it to your kids. It fights against conspiracy. Think about it. In every episode, there was a ghost, a monster, or some supernatural thing that mainly Scooby-Doo and Shaggy-Doo... Shaggy-Doo? Is it Shaggy-Doo? I can't remember. Scooby-Doo and Shaggy-Doo believed in because they were off their tits, weren't they, on Scooby Snacks? But in the end, there was a logical explanation. So many conspiracy theories could be explained with Scooby-Doo logic. Everyone talking about COVID and governments around the world. Why do they keep taking us in and out of lockdown? It's about control. It's about a new world order. Well, the real explanation is, take the sheet off. Politicians are just fucking useless. And they would have got away with it too, if it hadn't been for just looking at them and listening to what they say properly. In short, people aren't monsters. Most of the time, they just fall, they slip. They take a massive amount of drugs. Like the guy that burgled my house. I mentioned him a few episodes ago on the Mad World Tears for Fears episode. The scariest people. You take the mask off, and they're just scared. So what am I scared of? I guess the explanation lies in why I put a podcast out every day. I'm scared of not living every day to the max. Not producing the most I can possibly produce. But ultimately, I think it's the sense of wanting to think everything, to do everything, to experience everything before time inevitably runs out. So with that in mind, I need to do a massive amount of drugs. What if I trip? What if I fall? Am I the monster? So I've decided, tomorrow's episode, I'm going to be high as a fucking kite. I'm going to plug in my keyboard and I'm going to do a Vanilla Ice special that will be seriously fucked up. And if it gets enough downloads, I'm going to keep the keyboard. I'll keep downing the cough syrup and it'll be like Elton John or any artist when they're at their best, off their tits. And this podcast will turn into the biggest and most glorious drug-fueled entertainment extravaganza since Woodstock. Grab the Scooby Snacks, kids. This shit is about to become scary. Bleep. What the fuck?
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.